There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug, good day program. Doug is Doug Steffen, or Dudley, as he is known in some circles. My sister calls me Dudley, and people that are close to me call me Dudley. Richie calls me Dudley when he's annoyed with me. It's kind of like what my sisters do. Dudley!
Or your mother would have done.
Exactly.
For me, it's Richard Charles.
Yes, Richard Charles. And for Ken, what is it? When your mother's upset with you, what does she call you?
Kenneth Scott.
Kenneth Scott, let's get to the bottom of this outrage. The co-pilot of the airliner that crashed into the Alps had received treatment for suicidal tendencies. So why was he flying a plane? Kenny and I were talking about this earlier, Richie, to the point of Kenny suggesting we really didn't know as much as it would be nice to know about this pilot and about the circumstances. I'm not sure that I agree or disagree. More and more is coming out all the time. But it seems clear that this fellow should not have been flying an airplane.
Oh,
seems clean. It's clear to me, anyway.
Whether we knew it, the rest of us sitting here chatting, is irrelevant. The airline, they are getting ready to, their insurance company has given them set aside $300
million. Yeah.
Because of that very little mistake that they made.
Guess the rates will be going up a little of tons of next year under the circumstances.
I see a lot of pilots being shown the door.
Yeah,
I'm sure that there are other people that may not have had it to the extent of this guy, but have had some kind of thing in their background.
Any question in your background now,
you're gone.
You're going to be out.
You're
goodbye.
Gone.
Good luck. Adios. And maybe that's appropriate under the circumstances. Every circumstance ought to be different, but the testing ought to be done. This is another example of us not taking mental health as seriously as we take our physical health, which is ludicrous, because if you understand the mind-spirit-body connection or spirit-mind-body connection, all of them are integrated, all go together, all should be. And I don't know how you test your spirit. I guess that's something between you and whatever circumstance you deem to be the higher power. But as certain as I'm sitting here right now, mental health is a very important precursor to all kinds of things.
But then
you know what's
going to happen.
Right.
It's going to push all these guys into the closet.
Well, that may be.
Anybody who's a pilot that's got any kind of anxiety
questionable,
issue or
right, exactly.
Right, depression issue, they're just not going to seek help.
All right. Well, there are tests that you can give, and this is along the line of the physical test.
Yeah.
You cannot hide it if you're given an appropriate test. You just can't. I mean, there may be somebody who's good enough to snow some of the examiners, but if these tests, the Myers-Briggs is a good example, but there are other plenty of good psychological tests around that will get to, without it being obvious, what it is that's going on in your mind. Just the same as a good CAT scan or an MRI finds out what's going on in your body. You need to know those things. I dare say there would be people, Richie, if you did a test on some of the psychological components of some of the people you've got working there at the network, you might not hire
radio. You're supposed to be a little crazy.
Oh, okay. That's it, right.
It's required.
I don't have to take a test because it's my company.
If you come in and sit at my desk asking for a job and you're not a little bit nuts, you're out the door.
Okay, see you later. 888-302-3684. Email to Rich or Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. And then there's, of course, the social media way of being in touch. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. So what are people saying as the continuing probe of the jet disaster goes on day after day after day, Kenny?
Just one more comment. Catherine says, it's sad and frustrating to see the response to the German wings crash be so simplified. Depression doesn't make you a murderer.
No, it does not. It just makes you suspect if you're in the wrong circumstance. I've admitted to being depressed this winter to the point where it wasn't clinical, but it really bothered me. I was not myself for 4 or 5 weeks.
During
the middle of January and the middle of February, I was really out of sorts.
We've all gone through something, stage in our life.
Yep. But I just put it all, as I sent an email to the staff when I was talking about what was going on, I just said, leave your crap at the door.
Right.
Get to work. And so that's what you got to do, because that's what's expected. You people don't care. I mean, maybe you do, what's going on in my life or what's going on in Richie's life or Kenny's life, but you expect.
Yeah, but you're not walking through the air at 350 miles an hour.
No.
In a 50-ton airplane.
Are about 50, and they weigh 150 tons, those planes. The bigger planes now, it really is mind-boggling when you think about two engines on a cylinder. The 777 weighs 300 tons.
Doesn't matter.
Two air engines. No, but getting it off the ground matters. And it's just amazing that those things can fly, and that the engineering, this is something that's good, comes out of all this. Understanding what goes into engineering and building an airplane like that, or a device. Imagine the rocket ships.
It's magic.
The minds that put together the ability to get that thing off the ground, get it up in space, into the air. Yeah. But being able to figure that stuff out and do it to the, I mean, we carry it out to the nth degree with the space program, NASA and some of the European Space Agency, how they can send something out. Remember the thing earlier this year? The French Space Agency sent out a probe to land on a comet. And the probe was the size of a washing machine. And it had been in space for like 10 months or something, and it found the comet and landed on it. And it's sending back data even today. Imagine what minds...
Crazy.
Yeah, so
the math that goes through being able to land that thing on that pinpoint flying through space.
Yeah.
Can't wrap my brain around it.
I know. So, but that's the other side. I mean, the mind is a terrible thing to waste, as corny as that sounds, and we do waste a lot of people's minds by not paying appropriate attention to what's going on in their mind. We're worried about cancer and heart disease and all kinds of other things, stroke. That stuff starts in your mind. It doesn't start in your body, it starts in your mind. And many other things, whatever else is going on with you, starts in your mind. So how you adapt to, or work with, or help yourself understand and live a better life, starts with you understanding what's going on in your mind. Okay, got it? So let's call the local office of the Shrinksville and have a... You don't even have to, you know, counselors and coaches exist all over the place. Many people are not going to shrinks anymore because they don't really work as well as they used to, it would seem.
A friend of mine is a therapist, a family therapist, and she is very busy.
Yeah, but does she use conventional methodology or does she use so-called non-traditional things? Working with people in different ways to understand what goes on with them sometimes involves some really different thinking.
I would say not probably conventional.
Pretty conventional, yeah. I'm not sure. Well, if it were, whatever works is what you should.
Although she was just here in town and went through a meditation class.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
A convention for, there was a couple of thousand therapists there.
Right. Yeah.
And they had meditation, apparently the foremost therapeutic meditation guy, whatever, speaking. And they went through the class.
We're going to have one of those people on the program, if not this week, next week.
Good. That works really well in radio.
Well,
everybody quiet.
Home. Well, I don't know that it'll be quite that way, but that's what you think it's about. So maybe we'll dispel some of those things. But that's the approach I'd expect you to take anyway, that you'd have for that sort of thing.
Great time for a nap.
It's a great time for a commercial. 16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. How are your teeth today? My friends at Power Swabs are giving those of you whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, smoking, that sort of thing, an opportunity to whiten up your teeth. And if you've tried to whiten your teeth before and have been annoyed at the outcome, perhaps I suggest right now that you call 800-281-6829. The the strips, the trays that people use, nah, it's messy, and it really doesn't work. It's sensitive, and it makes your gums kind of sore, that sort of thing. If you've got caps, crowns, veneers, and whatever you've been using hasn't worked, use Power Swabs, the clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. 5 minutos. And I'm talking about an average of 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. This is proven by clinical tests. You can have your own test. Get Power Swabs. Call 800-281-6829 and get to work on your teeth so that they can get whiter, get rid of the stains, all that sort of thing. What a nice white smile you'll have. It's springtime. Time for a new look. Get your 5-minute solution to whiter teeth calling 800-281-6829. Get you into that risk-free mode. Free shipping on your entire order when you mention Doug Steffen. Whiter teeth in 5 minutes a day. 800-281-6829.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Don't miss out on big savings for a memorable Easter feast. Pick up a flavorful boneless carving ham for just $3.28 per pound or less. Plus, add a side of delicious green beans with oranges and herb butter for just $3.98 per pound. Top off with 35-count cluster-baked dinner rolls for just $4.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Still need to file your taxes? Don't forget that some of the things you did last year could be worth valuable tax deductions and credits. If you took your children to summer day camp, you may be eligible to claim the child and dependent care credit. TurboTax will walk you through over 350 tax deductions and credits so you don't forget them. Go to TurboTax.com today and get started free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, price of gasoline down 10 cents on average around the country in the last week or so, but the price of a barrel of oil is $48. So how come you're getting gouged as much as you are? Because the price went back up to like 30, 40 cents.
It's the spring switchover, and they have to put the different chemicals in to make it lighter, blah, blah, blah.
Man, are you getting screwed. 21 after on Good Day.
Yes, you are.
Thank you. Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Here it comes.
One in Wonder Time. Got it all ready? 888-302-3684. Win a CD full of one-hit wonders if you can name the person singing this one-hit wonder.
Crying on my pillow, lonely in my bed. Then I heard a voice beside me, and she's awfully sad.
What?
What is your nightlight?
Say what?
Magic is your dream. And as I held her, she said, see what I mean. I said, what?
Undercover Angel is the name of the song. Fellow born in Hollywood, California. Well-known singer-songwriter, but this was his only pop single, number one, during this week, 1977. So if you know who this fellow is, now would be an appropriate time for you to call. 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this artist, and you'll win a CD full of one-hit wonders. 888-302-DOUG. He started creating melodies on a xylophone at the age of six. His favorite artist was Spike Jones. Who even remembers?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know who Spike Jones is?
Sure, yeah.
Either of both of you do? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All I want for Christmas, my two friends.
That's right.
Well, at the same time, he learned to play the ukulele, and in high school, he started his own rock and roll band called the Shoves. 1962, he started working as a sound engineer for low-budget motion pictures. In the late 60s, he joined a band called the Archers, not the Archies, the Archers, and they performed in Sunset strip clubs like Whiskey A Go-Go, Pandora's Box. Then in 69, he signed a songwriting contract with Warner Brothers. He wrote Rock and Roll Heaven for the Righteous Brothers, Angie Baby for Helen Reddy. This guy is a very good writer, but again, wasn't well-known as a singer. His first solo album was titled Caress Me, Pretty Music, and was a tremendous flop. In 77, he wrote and recorded this song, Undercover Angel, which he described as a nocturnal novelette. Number one, sold over 2 million copies.
What?
Say what?
Next to me, say what?
What? what this guy has done, this is really pretty interesting. He tried for another hit, didn't get there. He stopped doing albums, stopped the sound business, and now writes music for the Muppets. That's what he does.
That's awesome.
Isn't it?
That is awesome.
It's cute. He's very, he'd be like the Wrecking Crew, only for children's programs. And by the way, our video of the day today is the trailer to the musical documentary, The Wrecking Crew. Oh. We'll play the audio in a bit. Let me get to...
He actually died a couple years ago, though.
Yeah.
This guy did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Brain cancer.
Brain cancer in 2013.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Well, listen.
You're 72.
Sorry about that. Here's Helen in Lake City listening to the Jet. Hi, Helen.
How are you this morning?
Well, ma'am. How about you?
I'm very well.
That's good to hear. Who's the name of the singer? Richie just said he passed away a year or so ago. I didn't know that. What's his name?
Alan O'Day.
Alan O'Day. Did you remember that easily? Did you associate it immediately with Undercover Angel? How'd you come up with the answer?
Actually, I remember it from an article from when he passed away.
Oh, really?
All right, Helen, in the 10 seconds we have left, I need to hear you say, I say what?
Say what?
Beautiful.
That was worth the price of admission. All right, so we're going to send you a CD of One Hit Wonders. Hold on just a second there, Helen, and we'll take good care of you. Appreciate your calling to good day. It's 28 minutes after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. While spring is here, enjoy the beautiful weather and outdoor activities with your pets, but be aware of some of the hazards that accompany this season. For example, whether you live in a private home or apartment, you'll be tempted to open windows to let the fresh air in. Be sure to keep screens or protective bars on your windows to prevent your pets from escapes and falls. For those of you owned by cats, window bars should be narrow enough to keep your cat from squeezing through, and bird guardians should make sure their feathered friends are protected from drafts. Outdoor activities mean opening and closing doors more frequently. Be sure that you know where your pets are at all times. Spring means it's time for spring cleaning. Keep those household cleaners and chemicals out of your pet's reach. And some common types of household plants and outdoor plants and flowers and shrubs can be poisonous for your pets, so check with your local gardener. Also remember that tools left out in the yard like rakes and stuff can hurt your dog by running through them, so just be careful, use common sense, and you'll have a good spring. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Today, Geico's stuff found in your car takes us under your passenger seat.
Hello, darling. Remember me? That earring you lost? I thought we were close, but then it took 15 minutes to notice I was missing in this ghastly carpeting. That's 15 minutes you could have used to switch your car insurance to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars. Money you could use for new earrings. And wouldn't that be nice? For you.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are at our absolute best when in service to you. When I say we, that's Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler in his perch at the studio he has in the San Diego area. And I'm in Los Angeles. Doug Steffens, Good Day program with the continuing discussion and debate about mental health issues because of pilot Andreas Lubitz. He reportedly was once suicidal. Underwent a lot of psychotherapy, and so why was he that's what it keeps flooding back to. Why was he at the controls in a plane? No evidence he was suicidal before the crash, but two and two still makes four in my book. The captain of the flight trying to break down the cockpit door in an attempt to stop him being hailed as a hero. He deserves the German Medal of Honor for his heroic attempts. You can hear all of that. Has anybody actually heard? Kenny, have you heard the actual sound from the flight recorder? Because I know it's around.
No, I haven't seen anywhere where it's been released to the media.
Yeah, I don't think they've released it.
Yeah, would you want to listen to that?
It's just transcript.
No,
I don't want to listen to that, frankly. Backlash growing. Some people say we just don't understand the reason for the law in Indiana, because there are a dozen other states that have the same law. Arkansas is about to pass the same law, so what's the big deal? What's the hubbub? Why are businesses threatening to pull out of Indiana? Governors saying they won't go to Indiana for conferences, mayors and other states banning travel, celebrities ramping up criticism. The state's Republican governor, Mike Pence, defending the law in a op-ed piece that appears today in the Wall Street Journal, says it's not a license to discriminate. I was so surprised that so many of these... What do we not understand about this? Jeb Bush says it's okay with him. Marco Rubio voicing support. Ted Cruz. So what is there... I mean, these guys obviously looking for the right-wing base, but why would...
No.
Right-wing, what is there about this that's so appealing to the right-wing and so much anathema to the left?
It's so difficult, and I hate to even tread here because you come off sounding like...
It's a horrible word. No matter which side you're on, you don't come across
you,
as being...
You lose,
mid.
But there's an attack on business going on and telling you, making laws about...
Who you can hire and who you can't.
Who you can hire, who you can't, yep. Who you can serve and who you can't.
Yep.
And I totally, 110% get that we cannot discriminate against somebody based on their sexual, their color, whatever, their religion. Mm. All of that is good. I get it. But we're telling businesses you have to serve this person if they come in and they're obnoxious and they're just a dirtbag in your restaurant, and all of a sudden the guy stands up and says, hey, I'm being discriminated against because I'm this or that or whatever it is. Or
may not be true, but it's
right. If somebody walks into your business and says, I want to buy advertising, and you say no because I don't like your company, and they say, hey, I'm being discriminated against. You didn't know I was gay, but guess what? I am, and you're discriminating against me for it. Or you know what? I'm on the telephone. You didn't know I was black, but I am, or Asian, or white, or whatever it is. And all these laws that are telling businesses who they have to do business with, it just feels wrong. Why can't we just
get along?
Why can't we just get along? Why do we need a law to make us get along? And that's what they're, I think, at least that's how I'm reading it, is what they're trying to say, and it's just not coming across.
888-302-3684. I think there's a lot of hoop here, and there are other things that are going on. I find this interesting. The leading association for pharmacists in the United States yesterday adopted a policy that will discourage pharmacists from providing any drugs to any state institution that's involved in executions. Pharmacists say they will no longer put together these concoctions, cocktails, if you will, for use in lethal injection. So it'll be harder now to, in the death penalty states, to execute people. So get out the rifles.
There we go.
That's what Utah's doing.
That's right. Well, there are some other states, I think, that are looking at that too, aren't they? Or, I heard a whole discussion and debate yesterday on one of the talk radio programs here in Los Angeles as I was driving around yesterday afternoon about the penal institutions and what a complete bizarre mess they are in this whole country.
Is.
So many people in jail that ought not to be.
Look what happened
jail.
In Baltimore just a couple of years ago, where the inmates were running the prison.
The asylum, right.
Basically, there was one inmate who was controlling the whole shebang.
Well, everybody else gets afraid. They gain power. The penal system doesn't work. It's atrocious. It spends $60,000 to $70,000 a year now on these inmates, especially if you're on death row with the appeals that go on for 18, 19, 20 years.
Per inmate, you mean?
Yeah, per inmate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so now, here in California, because the prison is so overcrowded, this whole discussion, I think, started, was it yesterday or last week, some judge said, you can't double up people on death row. It's, for whatever the reason, Kenny, is that the story? There was a request made by Jerry Brown or somebody that wanted to cut down on the prison population or the need to build new prisons. And one of the suggestions was you put people on death row in bunk beds and have two or three or four of them in the same cell. And the judge said, nope, can't do that. So that's what started this debate. Why? Why? What common sense approach to this issue would have you believe that it wouldn't be good to have two people that were on death row in the same cell? What difference does it make? Where's the common sense?
I heard, what was it? Oh, man, who was it I heard the other day? They had a guy that was on death row, and they had to have him under protective guard because he was on suicide watch.
Yeah.
I'm like, so duh. Well. Doesn't that answer everybody's question? That's the answer to the problem, right?
Expensive. Let's do away with him. One way or two. It was so funny.
Suicide watch. I mean, we don't want the guy that's on death row to kill himself.
No.
Yeah, they got to go through all those medical checks and make sure that he's good and healthy before they knock him off.
This is from the Say It Isn't So department. How many of you have used this with your children? How many of you heard your mother say to you, "An apple a day keeps the doctor away"?
Oh yeah,
right.
Sure, right.
Some research group, and again,
so loaded with pesticides now they kill you of cancer.
Right. Researchers have determined that daily apple eaters have just as many doctor visits as those who ate fewer or no apples.
You know what my new thing is? Ever since we talked months ago about that study of people who ate a handful of nuts a day.
Oh, yes.
So I have, when I go to Costco, I buy that big jug of Planters mixed nuts.
Yeah.
Just every day, handful.
Yeah, that's good for it.
Nobody, over 20 years, the 1,000 people that they studied versus the 1,000 people that they studied that didn't eat a handful of nuts, like whatever, 28% or 38% of those died. Of all the people who ate a handful of nuts every day, none of them died.
Chock full of nuts is that heavenly handful.
I'm already chock full of nuts.
Heavenly handful. Heavenly handful. In a moment, we will discuss the new host of The Daily Show.
Yeah.
Yesterday, this gentleman was named to replace Jon Stewart. Who is he? What's he all about? I've never heard of the guy before. But now he'll become more of a household name. Who is he? What's he all about? And his name is not Alfie, but we'll find out what his name is in a moment here on Good Day.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. Technology can now help us connect to our home, health, and while on the go. Tech expert Andrea Smith partnered with companies to show us how. Andrea, what are some connected devices?
The Schlage Send system uses Bluetooth to turn your iPhone into your key so you never touch the lock. Tell Siri to unlock the door or give access codes to a visitor or one-time entry to a repairman, which you can later revoke. The Rheem Econet helps control your home's heating, cooling, and water heater through a central hub. It's connected via Wi-Fi, controlled on your mobile device. It'll notify your phone when it's time to change an air filter or alert you to a problem like a water leak. The Logitech Harmony Ultimate Home is a universal remote. It's compatible with thousands of devices. You can turn on your TV, dim your lights, or set the temperature, or create a Harmony activity where you can turn on multiple devices at once.
How about on the go?
A common complaint for many smartphone and tablet users is lack of storage. The Kingston 5-in-1 mobile companion adds extra storage space, charges your smartphone, and lets you stream media on multiple devices all at the same time. And the Basis Peak is wearable fitness and sleep tracker that provides a comprehensive overview of your daily activity and gives you your heart rate 24/7, all on a battery that lasts 4 days. And it also sends text and email notifications right to your wrist.
Thanks, Andrea. For more information, visit killerapps.tv.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? Huh. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Channels and 16 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Richard Fadden, Kenny Kessler, and you with the new host of The Daily Show on people's minds today. Jon Stewart announced a month or so ago that he was going to do other things. So his successor they found in-house, 31-year-old Trevor Noor. No, can I do that the right way, not sound like a New Englander? Trevor Noor. Previously contributed on-air appearances. He is the choice. He was asked in an interview yesterday, what's the story? He said, I don't believe it. He's the son of... he was raised in Soweto, which is near Johannesburg, South Africa. So what does he sound like? Well, let's find out. Here he is from a... he was on with Jon Stewart in the earlier part of this month, talking about the U.S. buying their way into the International Chess Championship.
America is making a concerted effort to buy top foreign chess players in an attempt to win next year's Chess Olympiad gold medal for the first time in decades. That's right. The United States is buying up nerds. Nerd mercenaries. Nerd scenarios.
If Americans are so bored by chess, then why are you stealing everyone else's players?
We'd like to win. We would like to win. I mean, let's face facts. We could build a homegrown chess team through years of hard work, but
years of hard work. We'd rather just buy them.
You know what, John? Does America really need to be the best at everything? I mean, you already dominate the world in economics, military power, obesity.
Well, you're very kind. We have the most Dakotas.
You've got so many Dakotas.
Yes.
Well, what is it? North, South,
South.
Fanning, Johnson.
Yes.
Need some Dakota for the rest of us.
It is not like America has not had chess greats of its own. You had a, what was that movie? Bobby Fischer.
But that was, what, 40 years ago?
No, I just rented it. It was, in Deep Blue, the IBM chess computer.
I'm pretty sure the parts came from China.
All right, so, here we have another non-American getting the job. That was the first thing that came to my mind is, okay, we have, what's his
Fischer racist.
The late show? Nah, I'm not a racist. That has nothing to do with
sure
race.
You are.
No.
See, but that's the way people see it now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm
you said something. Oh, my God, he's an American.
Well, I mean, he may be funny, and then I suppose we turn it around. Why does everybody on television in America have to be an American? Yeah, that's a point. I suppose you can make that point. We'll find out whether he's funny or not. I don't watch that show. I know a lot of people who do, and they have great regard and respect for Jon Stewart, as do I, frankly. Having watched him work, he invited me to come to do his show. Was I with you, or was it before I came here?
No.
I don't remember.
It was 14 years ago or something.
Remember when I went and Larry, not Larry.
Yeah, Lewis Black.
Lewis Black. What a character. My God, what a character. But I remember sitting out in the entree, in the area, it's not the green room, but it's out in front of the studio facility, which was a little studio in the middle of nowhere in New York. It wasn't a big TV studio, just a little place. About 100 people go in and have their time there in the audience every night. And I think they tape it at 4:30, 5:30, something like that. And I remember being enthralled with Stewart and the way he had command of the situation. A lot of regard and respect for him. And Lewis Black was just a funny bugger. Man, was he a funny dude.
Yeah, he never left.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he never stopped. It was constant.
Yeah, right. And he's very vulgar when you see him on the HBO's, but he's really vulgar. So anyway, but I was talking, who's the other guy, this the fellow that's doing the late night show? Corden, what's his name?
James Corden.
Corden, yeah, right. All right. So I just am making an observation. You can take it as you will. NBC announced that The Wiz will be the next live musical performance, with Cirque du Soleil boarding the project, plans to bring the show to Broadway in 2016. The Wiz will be on television December 3rd. This seems to be a Christmas thing. Peter Pan, Sound of Music, last couple of years. They both did well, even though they weren't really good performances. But it's sort of the art of doing live television once again revisited.
You know what? They were nice.
Nice family fair
performance. Yeah, it's nice family fair.
The March Madness ratings at a 25-year high. Our poll yesterday at DougStefan.com asked you about the which one you wanted to see win. Let's see what happened here, Richie. 30 was the split. 33% said Kentucky, 33% said Michigan, 24% said Wisconsin, 10% said the Duke Blue Devils.
And you've played a lot of enemies over the years.
Yeah.
They're the Dallas Cowboys of college basketball. It's good. They've just been successful.
CBS is developing a new Star Trek TV series. How about that?
Interesting.
Yep. Gene Roddenberry. So who's going to be... This is probably not a bill of fare that Shatner will be involved in. 84 years old. Can you see him as the...
I can't fit into my suit.
But I think it's a good idea. Why not? Everything else is being rerun. Do you, either or both of you, did you like Heroes, the TV show?
Loved it.
Mm-hmm. Who is Hiro Nakamura?
He was the main character of the show, the I don't know, the little Asian guy who...
Played by Mazi Oka.
He could disappear and show up somewhere else.
He's going to reprise his role for Heroes Reborn.
Love it.
Which we were talking about, I think, yesterday, a 13-episode event series that'll be on in the fall of this year. So he's going to get him coming back again. I think
he was very good.
Deal. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go, Richie. A couple of specials for Ken Burns, Unraveling the Mysteries of Cancer in a PBS film. That's something that is a three-part documentary. Cancer, the Emperor of All Maladies, begins, I think, next Monday night on PBS. 51 after the hour.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have five doctors associated with this program. I'm proud of all of them and their input. Bruce Shanohoff. We have Dr. Jack Stockwell. We've got Ron Hoffman. We have Ken Kronhaus. And then we have Dr. Joseph Chambers, who is originally from Ireland, living in the States, practicing medicine in an acute care setting, sees patients every day, dealing with anything and everything. So he has an interesting spin on things that are going on in the medical community. You also have put out a new video, I'm told, on alcoholism, effective new approaches to addiction. What's the story here?
Well, Doug, the premise of it is this. If I said to you that you had a catastrophic illness, and guess what, Doug? We have a treatment that hasn't changed in 75 years, that rarely doesn't work, and when it doesn't work, it's your fault, not the treatment. You look at me and go like, are you crazy? Get me a different doctor. Well, that's what we've been doing with AA, Doug, for 75 years. It really doesn't work. On a good day, it works for about 10% of the people. So 90% of the people it doesn't work for. And we keep putting people into this kind of milieu and saying, if it doesn't work, it's your fault.
What is the measuring stick? Is it just the fact that more people go back to alcoholism after they've gone through AA?
Yes, exactly. It's recidivism. How much do you drink? Do you fall off the wagon?
So it's the same as going to prison then. Pretty much 90% of the people who get out of prison go back to crime. So this is the same.
It kind of is like that.
Yeah, right. Go ahead.
So what we're trying to say to people is, look, there's a new approach now. The approach in AA is embrace this treatment, and if it doesn't work, it's your fault, and you can never drink alcohol again. So what some people are saying with addiction is this. We can give you medicines, all FDA approved, that will decrease your cravings for alcohol, that will help you that if you do binge drink, you'll drink less, or that if you do drink, you'll feel really terrible, yucky, nauseated and stuff like that, so you won't drink. Now, these medications aren't cure-alls, I grant you that, but throw in some therapy, some family support, and we've got a process. It's not a cure. But, Doug, what else do we cure in medicine? Virtually nothing. We don't cure diabetes. We don't cure hypertension. You don't come to my office, Doug, and say, hey, doc, I've got hypertension. Fix it today and never talk to me again. It's not how it works.
I'm going to add a personal wrinkle to this in a moment. Dr. Joseph Chambers with us here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Talking to Dr. Joseph Chambers about a new video he's put out at your website. I'm guessing. I don't see that, but I'm figuring that it's at...
What's the website?
It's
drchambersoncall.com. That's drchambersoncall.com. It's an interesting, it's a different take on the new approaches to addiction. The fact that if you're an addict, if you're an alcoholic, you're not a loser. It's partly genetic, it's partly environment, and it's our new approaches to it so you have a better chance of staying off the alcohol or staying away from the narcotics, whatever it is. It's this new approach, and everybody should know about it.
Well, I don't know what to really make of this, frankly. My mother was a raging alcoholic, died when she was 50. I think she was, it was in, my grandfather was not, nobody in the family that I know of, at least the immediate family, mother, father, was an alcoholic.
Sure.
Whether or not they were addicted to other things. I think addiction, it isn't just alcohol, it's addiction, period.
Yes,
addiction
absolutely.
Is something that is inherited. But there are other things that ramp it up.
Absolutely.
Living conditions. My mother basically committed suicide because she didn't have the courage to divorce my father. And that has nothing to do with the genes, but her thinking and how she reacted to stuff was really something that was, it was horrible growing up around that stuff. But a lot of people have suffered that fate.
Absolutely.
And I know that the gene, you're right, the genetic disposal is there. So interesting to have people check it out at any rate. Go to drchambersoncall.com to see Dr. Chambers' approach to alcoholism. 59 after today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.